The modern Christian identity movement pervades the anti-Zionist right. Many of my readers support it. They believe most whites of Western European heritage are actually Semites, descended from the lost 10 tribes of Israel. They hope I will come to believe Israelite Western nations can become a racially pure and spiritually cohesive people united to hold back the forces of darkness. I have built my case against Talmudic Judaism step by step on solid history and documentation, usually from primary Jewish sources. I have not found similar evidence for the identity hypothesis. The evidence, in fact, persuades me that the identity movement is based on conjecture and wishful thinking, not hard facts. Here are my main problems with identity. In 722 BC, the Assyrians deported the apostate northern 10 tribes of Israel into captivity and dispersion within the Assyrian Empire. Because of their unprecedented wickedness, God always portrayed judgment on the northern 10 tribes as irremediable and conclusive. Yet, according to identity, in the succeeding centuries, the dispersed Israelites migrated into Western Europe. This was a period relatively late in the creation of modern Europe. The populations of Gaul, Iberia, which is Spain, Germany, Britain, and Scandinavia already numbered in the multiple tens of millions. It is estimated by archaeologists that by the 1st century BC, Britain alone contained 3 to 4 million. In fact, by as early as 1800 BC, the Greeks and Etruscans had already occupied Mediterranean lands and islands in response to an already densely occupied northern Europe. Yet these immigrants, identity tells us, although descended from deported Hebrews, whose population at the time of the Assyrian exile probably numbered no more than several million, were able within a few centuries to genetically transform Western Europeans into a predominantly Semitic population. Roman historians and geographers were well aware of the nations to their north. Rome built roads and aqueducts through their territories from Spain to Britain to Germany. This occurred only a few centuries after the alleged invasion of Israelites from the east. Nowhere do they describe this great migration, least of all one of such magnitude that it remade the genetics of Western Europe. Genetic evidence disproves identity. Inhabitants of Western European nations claimed by identity to be Israelites have undergone exhaustive genetic testing and research for more than a century. Their genome is overwhelmingly Japhetic and Aryan. Many identity Christians are enthralled by God's majestic powers to preserve his chosen race. They marvel that he brought so many Israelites to America, where, they believe, our nation provides the final bulwark against the forces of evil. Yet, just as many, if not more, followers of identity are motivated by racism. Many believers in identity's two-seed line theory affirm that all non-Caucasian people are inferior and degenerate, the result of demonic procreation in the eons of Earth's history prior to Eden. Like Jewish Kabbalists, they believe Satan had sex with Eve and an incurably evil, demonically possessed bloodline began. This started with Cain and triumphed when the Edomites took control of Judea in the decades before Christ. Satan's Edomite followers, this viewpoint says, so displaced true Judahite followers of Yahweh that most of those referred to as Jews in the New Testament are really Edomites. There are several glaring problems with this hypothesis. First, there is no biblical or historical record that, except for positions of power under the Herods, there were enough Edomites in the general population of probably 3 or 4 million Judeans to significantly alter its relatively pure Judaic genome. Christ said those Pharisees whom identity portrays as Edomites were, in fact, pedigree descendants from Abraham. He said, "I know that you are Abraham's seed, but ye seek to kill me, because my word hath no place in you." John 8:37. Throughout the New Testament, there is no record of a massive infusion of Edomite genes in the Judean population. The Pharisees and those who rejected Jesus are, without question, referred to as the Jews, not Edomites. Yet identity followers insist anything resembling a pure Jew was, at the least, rare in Palestine during the time of Jesus following the Edomite takeover. They want to believe this for an important reason. They think it displaces Jews of today from any claim to the patrimony of Abraham. Instead, they assert Edomite Jews are children of their father the devil, descendants of Cain. Thus, they are so intrinsically evil as to be outside of Christian evangelism. Such counterfeit Jews, being the offspring of Satan himself, cannot be saved no matter how hard they try. It's hard to imagine a viewpoint more unscriptural, even hateful. It's pure anti-Semitism. Even if the Edomites genetically dominated Judah, Judah was not the population center of world Jewry 2,000 years ago. Babylon was. Only about one-tenth of Jews who were exiled to Babylon under Nebuchadnezzar returned under Ezra and Nehemiah. Even in Christ's time, Judah was largely a spiritual, not population center of Judaism. The vast majority of authentic descendants of the tribe of Judah and Benjamin, certainly uncontaminated by Edomite genes, lived in Babylon for 1,600 years. Therefore, when millions of such genetically authentic Jews were expelled to the West in the beginning of the 11th century AD, they brought with them to North Africa, Spain, Europe, etc., authentic claims to being the physical descendants of Abraham. It displeases identity followers to hear that authentic Jewish stock still exists, albeit only in a minority population compared to the Khazar Ashkenazim. The Ashkenazim, or Eastern European Jews, are largely descended from the kingdom of the Khazars, converted to Judaism in about the 8th century AD. Instead, they want to believe that the true Israelite bloodline was preserved in the lost 10 tribes and then passed to Western Europeans. They want to believe that such racially pure European Israelites were led by the Almighty to come to America, fulfilling a staggeringly important role, reestablishing the true people of Israel and God's kingdom on earth. Genesis 22:18 says that in Abraham's seed, all nations will be blessed. Identity, along with Zionist evangelicals and Jewish Zionists, incorrectly interpret seed to mean the racial posterity of Abraham. Identity believes that the United States, now containing the most descendants of Abraham, fulfills a host of biblical promises of blessing. The success of America fuels identity's argument that most Americans are indeed Israelites. For identity adherents, however, their great obstacle is convincing Americans of their true identity and marshaling them into the battle for Yahweh and freedom. In reality, Galatians 3:16 is very specific that the prophesied seed, who will bless all peoples and multiply into staggering influence, is singular, Jesus Christ. Identity exalts the importance of race in God's agenda of redemption. This emphasis conflicts with the whole message of the New Testament that Christ came to end God's preference for one race over another. As Paul says in Galatians 3:28, "There is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither slave nor free, there is neither male nor female, for ye are all one in Christ Jesus." Identity's emphasis on the physical also runs counter to Christ's statement and the emphasis of the New Testament that the kingdom of heaven is within you. God's main objective in the church age is spiritual. He did not come to establish a dominant kingdom based on race, but rather create spiritual transcendence and holiness in the hearts of all who trust him. Especially in its two-seed line form, identity by dehumanization of the mud peoples and refusal to evangelize them shows itself bigoted, racist, a heresy not unlike its archenemy, Talmudic Judaism. As such, identity will always be an easy target for vilification by Jewish supremacists such as ADL. While I do appreciate the support identity groups give me as a martial opposition to the Zionist takeover of America, I strongly counsel its followers to abandon a belief system that is without historical, genetic, and most importantly, any real biblical foundation.